mentioning earlier this morning, I mean, you know, everybody's coming back in Washington. Amory Horden.
Are they?
She's got a little plaque at Off the Record, the Hay Adams downstairs there. Yep. You know, it's a nice curvy bar. Mm-hmm. I usually can't get to the bar because nobody knows, you know, I'm like, no one.
But if you're in
Amory Horden's there, yeah, holding court. It's just amazing. And that's all great. But what's really cool is House members and Senate members come back. Zach Cohen on the Amex, the Palm, 19th Street.
Yep.
Do you know what the 22-ounce prime bone-in ribeye is going for now?
No.
You're a hitter.
Give me a number here.
$78.
Oh, please. That hurts.
I remember when it was 49, yes. And Reto Keeper, the Amex, would say, Tom, you got to stop it.
Yeah, he's got it. Reto's got to step up here for Zach Cohen.
$78, Zach Cohen, at the Palm on 19th Street for the prime bone-in ribeye. What are they going to talk about over their $78 steak?
And they can tell me everything they know. No, look, the Congress is going to come back, the Senate this week, the House next week. And really the key funding deadline to watch in the next couple of weeks is the end of the month, October 1st deadline to fund the government. That once again, we're facing a government funding deadline that, if not resolved, could mean a government shutdown. Neither chamber has passed, or none of the 12 appropriations bills have passed both chambers.
Right.
And so they really do have a lot of work to do over the next couple of weeks here.
Can McCarthy do a Boehner and get Democrats to help him against, 30 or 40 House members having their $78 prime bone-in 22-ounce ribeye? One go eat cheap. Probably the MAGA people. They'll go for the center-cut filet, 8 ounces, $56.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have to go back to Boehner. You just go back to the debt ceiling, where it did take Democrats and Republicans to come together on legislation that did lift the cap on U.S. government borrowing. And I imagine that's a similar scenario that will play out this time. For anything to pass the House and the Senate and get to President Biden's desk for his signature will require Democrats and Republicans, because Democrats control the Senate and have a narrow majority there, and obviously Biden is a Democrat. And so I expect at the end of the day you'll see some form of a short-term CR, is what they call it here, a continuing resolution or a stopgap measure CRs. That would just kind of kick the deadline down a couple of weeks or months.
So, I mean, Zach, I'm probably like most of our listeners here. I just assume this is going to get done. Can I make that assumption now and not really worry about it?
This is a pretty normal state of affairs here in Washington. I think the government hasn't actually funded itself in decades. Usually these CRs are really required. The issue becomes what kind of riders get attached to them, what kind of supplemental spending gets attached to them. For instance, there's a number of Democrats and Republicans who would like to attach some form of disaster spending, aid for Ukraine in its war against Russia. The disaster aid is especially important given the recent wildfires on Maui and Hurricane Idalia in Florida. And so if they can't come to some sort of agreement on what is in that stopgap spending bill, that's where you're right into trouble.
Civics 101 with Zach Cohen. What you're describing wasn't in my civics in fourth grade or 11th grade or even college. Is the committee chairman, minority leader memory that I have, is that just gone?
No, that's still really important. The Senate Appropriations Committee, in fact, has written all 12 appropriations bills that have bipartisan support that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is hoping the House will take up. Now, the House has its own plans. You know, their House Appropriations Committee, on a more partisan basis, has marked up most of its spending bills. The key distinction, and this is where your civics lesson is still relevant, the House and the Senate have to pass the same bill. And that's where it gets really tricky, because the House Republicans have a much stronger sway over there than they do, obviously, in the Senate.
Paul, Senator Schumer's having the fresh asparagus, green beans, wild mushrooms medley at the Palm. The guy he's talking to across the tables hitting up the taxpayers in New York the Kagoshima A5 Wagyu New York strip steak, 8 ounce, $129.
That's where my eye was going.
Zach Cohen's world.
Exactly right. Hey, Zach, here's an issue that kind of catches my eye when I see the reporting of it. Our Army, our Marine Corps, our Navy, our Air Force, they need a lot of senior leadership to be approved. It's not getting done. What's going on there?
That's right. There's over 300, I think, senior military promotions that haven't gotten confirmed by the Senate. These are normally things that are very pro forma. They happen by unanimous consent without floor votes. It happens usually last thing before the Senate closes its doors each night. But over the last couple of months, Senator Tommy Tuberville, a Republican from Alabama, has basically prevented that from happening. Every senator has this power, but Tuberville is rather unique in doing it for senior military promotions. And he's doing it in objection of a Pentagon policy that doesn't fund abortions, but does help troops who have to travel out of state in order to secure an abortion after the fall of Roe v. Wade. And so it's not clear exactly when this standstill will end. The Pentagon has no interest in lifting that policy, and Tuberville certainly is digging at his heels and has no interest in releasing these holds. And certainly Senate Democrats don't want to give in and start holding votes on these nominees one by one.
Okay, but then what? How's this going to break? I mean, over the weekend, the head of the Marine Corps, the leader, the general of the Marine Corps, you know, they did a nice vignette of how strapped he is. What's the Zach Cohen path for this outrage?
There probably needs to be some way for both sides to claim a political win. This is how we got out of the debt ceiling crisis as well, right? Even if the actual solution was basically status quo and didn't really change much, if both sides feel like they can walk away without having given up anything, that's probably the best case scenario. But given the fact that so much of this is playing out in the public, neither side is going to be likely to give up. I think when people start to stop yelling,
yep,
that's when you'll know that a solution is coming down the tracks.
Hey, Zach, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, what's the thinking in Washington about his future or maybe even the near term?
Yeah, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell obviously had another kind of public freeze-up at a press conference in his home state of Kentucky over the recess, his second, at least in public, where he's had this. Now, his staff have said it's a case of lightheadedness, something that's rather common after having a concussion. We'll remember he had a rather serious fall at a political fundraiser a couple of months ago, and this could be the ramifications of that. McConnell's constituency here in Washington is 48 other Senate Republicans. It's the folks that elected him as leader and could elect him again at the end of his current term as leader, which ends after the 2024 elections, and no one's calling for his ouster at this point. But certainly there's, at some point, he's going to have to exit the stage, either voluntarily or not, and I think a lot of folks are wondering when that would be.
Zach Cohen, be careful with the palm. $16 hash brown side order. Be careful. Yeah. Zach Cohen, lights out there on a brief on your Washington. Mr. Cohen, Bloomberg Government Congress reporter.